Gatten.
Oh, what's occurring?
And it's time for our guessing game quiz. Oh, what's occurring?
Oh, what's occurring?
A brand new week. It's Becky versus Chappers. And you can play along at home. Why don't you do that? 81199.
We've got that amazing scoreboard to use that you made for us over the weekend, haven't we?
I forgot, all right? I'll do it tonight. I can't do it tonight. Killers.
How you doing when you get home from the Killers?
Be a bit late for me, that. What time do they finish?
I don't know.
11 o'clock? No, that's too late. By the time I get home, it'll be midnight.
Right. Okay. Right. In the morning?
Do it tomorrow. Right, here's your first situation.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know the US election?
Yeah.
It's tomorrow.
Yeah?
Did you know that?
Yes. Don't get a point.
Yeah. Who are you going to vote for?
Oh, I don't know. I'll decide tomorrow.
No, seriously, who are you going to vote for?
I don't know. I'll decide tomorrow.
You can't vote, you buffoon.
Well, you say that, but you don't know my background.
What?
Nothing. Go on, carry on.
What does that mean?
I think he's trying to pretend he might be American.
Are you secret American?
No, why would I pretend?
Well, you said we don't know your background, so how would you be able to vote if you...
Look, move on, honestly.
You can't say something like that and just leave us hanging
there. I can.
Right, okay, well, we went onto the street earlier and asked some people who they were going to vote for.
Right.
In the election. Knowing full well that because they live here, they actually can't. But here's my question to you. How many people on the streets of Great Britain say that they are going to vote for Barack Obama tomorrow?
No, I don't.
How many people did you ask? A few?
Yeah.
Yeah.
About 10. 7, maybe.
Okay.
Can you not tell the difference between...
just tell me how many.
All right.
3?
It's a guessing game quiz, you know what I mean? Doesn't really matter.
You're going 3, are you? Yeah. I'm going to go 2, because I reckon you'll have probably at least spoken to one American in this and one stupid person.
Okay, so what are you saying?
I'm saying 2.
You're saying 2?
Yeah.
Okay, let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Let's find out how many people from Great Britain want to vote for Barack Obama tomorrow in the US election.
Who will you be voting for in the American election?
From what I've read, Obama's got some very good views on foreign policy. I like his style and I like his outlook.
And are you American yourself?
I'm not, no, I'm English.
So we've got the American elections tomorrow. Yeah. Who will you be voting for?
Obama. And why is that? Well, he's the best candidate, really. The other guy seems to be a bit pretentious and a bit kind of old.
I haven't really followed the election that closely, but I would say Obama, just because I think it'd be great to see the first black president in America. Yeah.
Are any of you guys American, then?
No.
No. No. Okay, so the American elections are tomorrow. Yeah. Who will you be voting for?
Obama.
And why?
Because he's the man.
Real, he's real. Like, nah, for real, Barack Obama, because he's talking a lot of sense.
So, we've got the American elections tomorrow. Who will you be voting for?
Probably Obama.
And why would you say that?
Seems to be quite an invigorating breath of fresh air for the, in terms of American politics.
Are you American yourself?
No, I'm not.
So are you allowed to vote in the election? So we've got the American elections tomorrow. Who will you be voting for?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Are you American yourself?
No.
Are you allowed to vote in the election?
Yes, I am. I'm 19, so yeah, obviously I am, yeah.
That's my reason why I can vote as well.
Yeah. Here's my favourite.
Are you American yourself?
No.
Are you allowed to vote in the election?
Yes, I am. I'm 19, so yeah, obviously I am, yeah.
Everyone find that a little bit worrying?
Massively worrying.
Yeah.
So in fact...
Do you think those people are going to go to their local polling station tomorrow?
So is that...
I'd like to vote for Barack Obama, please. You can't.
Or walk into their local church or primary school.
Yeah. I did like the 19-year-old guy. Hilarious.
Six people said they were going to vote for Barack Obama.
It was all of them, wasn't it?
The last one...
Oh, he didn't say
know.
That, right.
So six people. Becky wins.
Oh! What's the kidding?
He doesn't know, but he is loud, even though he's not American.
That is astonishing. I just before, I was looking at NBC's website in America, right, and they have this little advert on there from a well-known coffee chain that says if you go into their coffee chain and say, I voted, they'll give you a free coffee. So do you think all those people are going to try that in this country tomorrow?
They could try it at the Starbucks, which is right next to where we asked them.
Yeah, that was the chain I was trying not to mention, but there you go.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there you are.
Sorry.
Good. Right, here's the next situation. You know Britney Spears?
Yeah, she voted.
I don't know. Exclusively on this show, she has done me a very special message. How cool is that? Well, you know we have a close relationship, right?
No, but... Right.
Here's my question to you. In minutes and seconds, please, how long is my... personal message from the one and only Miss Britney Spears. Becky.
30 seconds.
Chappers.
4 seconds.
Four?
Yeah.
You can't say anything in 4 seconds.
I'm saying 4 seconds.
Let's find out.
Oh! What's occurring?
Here is my exclusive special message. From Britney Spears.
Hi, this is Britney Spears, and you're listening to Scott Mills on Radio 1.
2 seconds.
Moving on! There you go!
I thought you said you were close. You said, like, she'd never heard of you before and was very bored.
I don't think she can be asked. Listen.
Hi, this is Britney Spears, and you're listening to Scott Mills on Radio 1.
I was just another name on a page for her.
She rushed through it, didn't she?
Hi, this is Britney Spears, and you're listening to Scott Mills on Radio 1.
She couldn't sound less interested, could she? 2 seconds, Chappers win.
Oh! What's occurring?
Do you understand, as a fan, how much that hurts me deep inside?
Especially when you have such a close relationship, as you've just said, as
it's
well.
It's like she's never heard of me.
Hi, this is Britney Spears, and you're listening to Scott Mills on Radio 1.
Next one.
Apparently she's done one for John Humphreys for tomorrow.
Off Radio 4? No, she hasn't. Hope she delivers it with such gusto as she did mine.
No, one for John Humphreys is 37 seconds.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
You know Mini-Me off Austin Powers?
Yeah.
He was in earlier today. Now, do you think he likes to sing along with tunes? Maybe if he's in his car. Or a car. What do you think? Do you think he'd like to sing along with popular tunes?
Yes.
Yeah, I do.
Well, it's time for Carry On Singing. And this week, it's Michael Jackson week. So, here's my question to you. You know when you sing along to songs and you think you know the words, but you don't actually? How many Michael Jackson tracks could Mini-Me sing along to correctly? Out of three.
Thanks. None.
None.
Because people find it really hard, this.
Yeah, I mean, you know the melody, but do you know the words? Mm. That's the thing. We've tried this with several people before. Becky?
One, because he said none.
All right. Let's find out.
Oh! What's occurring?
Here's Mini-Me on Carry On Singing Michael Jackson Week. And here it is on Radio 1.
Thriller night. So I'm on the move and you are here.
I don't know what that was.
He's on the move.
Thriller night. So I'm on the move and you are here.
No, I think that's probably a no. Don't think I can give him that one, can I?
No.
Okay, next one. Remember, it's out of three.
I'm bad. You know it. I'm bad. I'm hearing you are thinking of me. Because I'm bad. I'm bad. I'm bad looking at you. I'm bad.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
That can't be right. He just repeats, I'm bad.
Yeah, but it's Mini-Me. I like him.
That, you can't give
all
that.
Right, okay, right. So none so far. Here's the last one on Carry On Singing Michael Jackson Week.
Over in the night, just beat it. Beat it. We're coming to you live, let's beat it. Just beat it. We're staying here and you can come see us, so beat it.
Yeah. Right, here's what actually, here's what actually happens in the song.
Me just right. It doesn't matter who's wrong or right.
See?
Just beat it.
When you hear the music, it's so easy.
Yeah, I know. That's weird.
What do I do now? Do I...
That's a no.
Yes.
You to... No.
I think it's many yes.
He
it's
said, amazing. When you're over in the night, just beat it. That said... isn't in there.
I want Becky to win because I love Mini Me.
I need. Let me guess. It's your game, your rules.
Yeah. Does that work?
Yay!
Yeah, you win anyway.
Just press the jingle.
Right, congratulations. I enjoyed that. That's good. Well, don't look at me like that. I hate when you do that. That's a yes to Mini Me and a yes. Yay! To you, Becky. Well done. Let us know how you did. 81199.
National.
Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Digital.
FM.
Online. Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.